Today's date is May 1st of 2009. State your name, your age, and your date of birth.
I am George Nye. I'm 81 years of age, born June the 9th, 1927, in McAlester, Oklahoma.
Where are we doing this interview today?
On Grand Lake at the Cherokee Yacht Club.
This is kind of appropriate for you to be here because, as tourism director, you enjoyed Grand Lake.
Oh, fantastic. I've always enjoyed Grand Lake. In fact, the day that we're doing this interview, we have a place here on Monkey Island, and we have four guests staying with us, my wife's sister and her husband from Dallas, and their son and a friend from Las Vegas. The guy from Las Vegas just cannot imagine that this is Oklahoma. He said, this is supposed to be waving wheat, come sweeping down the plain. This is supposed to be desert, dry, desolate, arid, West Texas. And he can't believe that here we are in eastern Oklahoma in green country. Yeah. I drove him all around the lake and said, this is just one of the many lakes that we have. And he said, it's not the Oklahoma he ever thought of.
Right.
He loves it. In fact, he said when he left today, just before I came for this interview, that he was going to come back and consider buying a place from Las Vegas, Nevada, on Grand Lake.
Well, let's take you back to your parents. How did they come to Oklahoma and that story?
My parents, it's kind of strange how they met, like in the old days when you met your spouse-to-be. My mother was born in Veneta, Indian Territory, before Oklahoma was a state. Her parents lived here close by where we are today in Veneta. They worked in a movie theater, etc., and after my mother was born, they moved on to McAlester. My dad was from southwestern Missouri. He ran away from home, and strangely enough, I never met his family. I never met his mother or his father. His mother died, and his stepmother, they didn't get along. So he ran away from home, and then she refused to let him ever come back, and so anytime my family tried to go back and visit my father's father, she refused to let him be seen. Strange, you know, that's 70, 80 years ago. So I never saw him, but my dad came to McAlester, Oklahoma, started working in a neighborhood grocery store. And in the meantime, my mother's father had opened a neighborhood grocery store. So they met at grocery meetings and that sort of stuff. Then Dad went in World War I overseas to France. They were sweethearts while he was gone, and he came back and married, and I became the fourth of four boys, and then 15 years later, to the same parents, I had a younger sister born. So I was one of five kids. Never lived anywhere except McAlester. I came back to McAlester after I got home from the Navy at the end of World War II, then just hung around McAlester most of my adult life until I went to the Capitol.
So you grew up in McAlester?
Yes.
Went to elementary school?
Yes, Second Ward School of Washington. It was Washington School. Strangely enough, it's right across the street from my daddy's grocery store. So I grew up working in the grocery store. At recess, I was the one who sold the penny candy. So that's where I worked all my life. Basically, the only job I ever had growing up was working in my dad's store.
And then junior high?
In McAlester, McAlester Junior High and high school.
And high school.
Graduated in 1945. World War II started in 41, so I was a freshman. So all my high school career was doing World War II. In World War II, you would be drafted when you turned 18, and you went into the Army. A bunch of my buddies in high school, we knew we were going to go in military because we were at war, but we all wanted to go in the Navy. And the Navy had a program that if you would enlist while you were in high school, they would let you go back to your high school and graduate and not call you to active duty until after you had graduated. And then all of you who enlisted together would go through boot camp together. So about 15 of us from McAlester High School enlisted in February of 45 and went to the Navy. I was in boot camp when Japan surrendered, so I am legally, technically a veteran of World War II, but I was in boot camp. I always say Japan heard us coming and just gave up.
So then where did you do your service?
I was aboard an aircraft carrier, Ranger. It was the original aircraft carrier built from the keel up as a carrier. They had converted ships that were made into aircraft carriers, but the Ranger was actually built from the keel up. So when I left boot camp, I was assigned aboard the Ranger, and we went from San Diego down through the Panama Canal up to New Orleans, around to Pensacola, Florida, up the East Coast to Virginia, up to the Philadelphia dry docks, and then back down to Pensacola, Florida, and we trained pilots to land on aircraft carriers. So I was the guy on the deck with the flags bringing the planes in, and it was scary. You know, there were new pilots. They were just the first time they'd ever landed, and they would crash into the ship. It was scary.
Did you nearly get clipped?
Well, we ducked a couple of times. But considering what other people did in the service, it was just fun. I'm so appreciative of veterans who really, really served. Mine was just kicks.